Okay, great. So thanks everyone for joining. This is Vicki, and the basis of this call was really from the feedback that we got from the regional directors, from you folks, saying that, you know, maybe now was a good time that we wanted to talk and review the program thus far. Some of you have been with us for about a year, and then obviously some of the others have just joined in the last couple of months. So what we thought for this call was we would talk really specifically about the program, you know, how what we thought of, a review of 2006, sort of where we're going for the future, and really wanted to get feedback from the regional directors and just, you know, sort of open forum, you know, ask questions to help us kind of shape things as we move forward. So today, for the agenda, Andrew's going to start us off sort of just really quickly going over a 2006 program review, and then just a couple other topics that I gathered from the feedback from the RDs is talking a little bit about getting more input and feedback from RDs, including maybe doing some regional director web conferences or presentations. And then some other folks had, you know, some more technical questions, sort of what's the strategy of Fusion, how do all these pieces of Fusion middleware work, and how are systems built. So those are just a couple of topics that we can kind of try and hit in this one-hour session. Again, it's an open forum. Andrew's going to start off talking about 2006, and then we'll just kind of go from there and try and touch on these topics for the next hour. So Andrew, please take it away.
Thanks, Vicki, and thanks for everyone joining today. I was just doing a little mental review the other day of the program, and I made myself some notes. And really what the program's done this year, I keep forgetting that we've in the new year already. Time flies very quickly. 2006, really the program, that the efforts that Oracle have made are kind of in different categories. One of the big categories was to increase the number of regional directors, and this is an ongoing process that we have. And we've kind of moved from that original 5 regional directors to now we have 13. So that's quite an increase, but we're hoping to get a number more regional directors as we go forward. So that's kind of like the first thing that struck me, was that we are expanding the program. The second thing that struck me was the great response that we've had from regional directors when it comes to events like Oracle World and Java 1, and the fact that you've kind of participated at various levels, and that we, Oracle, find these events very helpful to us in ways that we can kind of increase communication with the regional directors and also obviously have some of that face-to-face time with the groups. That's one of the questions that I have, and maybe have a little mental note on the level of face-to-face communications that Oracle has with the regional directors going forward. But I'll come to that later in my little chat. So that's kind of the two things that started off, basically that we're expanding the program, that we have these two major events each year that we invite the regional directors to, Java 1 and Oracle World. So generally I was pleased with the progress that we made, but there are some questions that I did have, and these really revolve around how we shape the program going forward. And this is where I was kind of throw it open to get your feedback with regional directors on what you've been thinking. As Vicki said, this is a kind of a question answer session, so please feel free to chime in and give your opinion. There are really kind of three key question areas. The first one, I'll go through each of them first, and then we can open a discussion. The first one is Oracle meeting the expectations of the regional director in getting you the information that you need? That's kind of the first one. And all of these three points are based around the question of how well we're doing with communication. The first one is Oracle communicating well to you as regional directors what you need to know? The second one is kind of a communication that Oracle does, and also really from the regional directors themselves. How can we, that is Oracle, better communicate, better market, give the regional directors visibility on the things that you do? I'm pretty conscious of the fact that you guys do a lot of things that maybe Oracle isn't directly aware of, or maybe some people in Oracle are aware of, but we really don't get the kind of program-level visibility. This is something that we are seeing more information coming back on and getting more visibility on. But I think we could all do a better job of kind of helping you to market yourself and get the word out about what Oracle is doing and what you are doing in the middleware space. And lastly, I think this is an area that I feel that Oracle hasn't necessarily done a super great job on, which is kind of asking you what the current state of your local developer community is. So this is an area where I'd like to try and put something more formal in place, or to hear from you as regional directors the best way to understand what the kind of current pulse of the developers that you talk to is, and trying to be able to understand whether our message, Oracle's message about middleware, is getting out there. So that's basically my quick review of 2006, which is basically we're expanding the program. We have these face-to-face opportunities to meet with you, but I'm very conscious of the fact that we can look at how we can communicate both with you as regional directors, but also to the wider community, and also how we get that feedback back. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I'd like to take a step back even from where you started, which is, what is the function of the program, and what are the goals of the program? I mean, from hearing the questions that you're articulating, what I'm hearing is that this is really a marketing thing, and what you're mainly interested in doing is using us to help us get Oracle's message out and maybe to communicate back marketing-related information to Oracle. Is that the reason detriment of this program, or are there other goals?
Well, marketing is such a dirty word to developers. I'm not quite sure that fully describes what we're looking to do. Let's use the example of some of the stuff we did at Oracle World with the developer depot. It's not just simply a case of doing the marketing for the middleware. I mean, that is part of it in terms of getting the word out to the developer community and to fellow developers what Oracle's middleware products are, how to use the technology. But it's also to do with giving feedback to the product teams on how the products work, what's good, what's bad. So there's a technical element in there as well. So I don't think it's just purely there is the element of that you the regional directors are technical experts, and you know how Oracle's technology actually hits the road, how it actually works in the, quotes, real world from your experiences. And Oracle is keen and interested, and as part of the program, we want to get that feedback. And so it's more than just, as I said, a marketing exercise. We want to get to tap into your technical expertise and also provide information for you so that you're more knowledgeable just yourselves on how Oracle products and technology works.
Okay, that was essentially the message I heard a year ago as well, and I think if I had to evaluate how we did last year, I think you gave us lots of good information, and I don't think we gave you much meaningful feedback at all.
Okay.
I mean, do you think you guys got feedback from us? I mean, what did you learn from us?
Well, that's one of the points that really I was trying to draw out in my little opening there. I would like to understand a way that you, as regional directors, I mean, it's just basically two areas that I think, two key areas that feedback from you is important. One is giving us feedback on the kind of the state of the developers that you work with, whether they be customers or the general developer community that you operate with. So what's their opinion of middleware? Do they care? Is there certain products that they find useful? Feedback on whether they think JDevelop is great or not, or whatever it might be. And to date, we haven't formalized that process. We get emails from some of the regional directors with a lot of that information in, but the question becomes whether we want to formalize that as a quarterly review, that sort of level of detail. The other piece really is to get whether you have feedback directly to the product teams on particular products, maybe get you more involved in testing and or reviewing our technology. Again, the level of formal interaction is the question. I think, again, that's part of looking back at 2006. We've been fairly fluid. We haven't kind of made any specific demands on the regional directors. And one of the questions I wanted to open up was, would you feel a benefit of having a more structured approach to getting that feedback, or whether more encouragement and more interaction would help us get that information back?
Andrew, this is Duncan here.
Hi, Duncan.
Yeah, just on this subject, of course, we're now kind of entering a phase with the Release 11 rollout kind of on the horizon where I can see us actually making more demands in terms of getting feedback from the regional directors. It's obviously a very exciting time from that perspective, so I think you will see a lot more of us asking you guys for opinion and feedback in a much more proactive way than we have in the past, but that's just a comment on that.
I think for us to, I mean, because, you know, what you've got here are not just, you know, rank-and-file developers that can help you test a product and say, yeah, I need another tab here. I mean, I think you've got, I mean, I'm not familiar with the new folks, but, I mean, at least with the people that were, you know, in the first round, we're architects. And, I mean, what you've got here is, I think, a team of resources that we haven't particularly well exploited in being able to look at the, you know, some of the overarching concepts of, you know, putting this stuff together and asking the questions of, is this the right suite for building based on, you know, which broader use cases of a development architecture? And what we've been getting over the last year is, I think, you know, we've had a number of folks, you know, brought before us that were each, you know, playing in relatively small corners of the sandbox. I mean, I think the most, you know, down to, you know, swing integration with TopLink. I mean, I think is, you know, maybe one of the more archetypal examples of, you know, getting a very nice deep dive into a very small corner. But I think if we're going to, and if you're interested in hearing our opinion about the architecture, I mean, at some point we got to talk about the architecture. And at this point, even after a year, I mean, I think I finally start to come to grips with, you know, how Project Fusion is working and how you guys are going to be building this next release. But to be honest, it's because of, you know, sidebar conversations that I've had at Open World or whatever, where I sort of, you know, take people and throw them up against the wall and try to get architectural information out of them. And I think we haven't had that kind of overview or discussions in this forum, and I think we should have been.
Yeah, Peter Kolesky here. I agree with Paul. I get in conversations with people, and one of the kind of key stories was at the wrap party at Open World. Somebody came up and said, so I just don't, after this full week of information from Oracle, I don't understand what Fusion is. And I thought, well, this is kind of a sad story. But and I explained to him what I understood, and he said, why didn't I get that information from Oracle? So I thought, well, gee, I kind of fulfilled my duty as regional manager for the year. But I was able to kind of give my opinion, but I couldn't give any deeper details because I didn't have the knowledge of what the architecture was. And I could give what the definition of Fusion was and what the overall strategy was and what those words meant from what I understood in Oracle's future, but I couldn't really say, you know, this is, and maybe, so we're also getting the opinion that there may not be an overall strategy that can be communicated at this point. But if there is, you know, I think we're the ones that would need that type of information.
Yeah, I mean, I'm writing stuff now that I don't think I'm parroting back from what you've told us, and I'm not sure I'm necessarily right. I think maybe one of the things that we need to do is have a vehicle where, you know, some of these, because I did a paper for trying to deal with the removing the confusion from Fusion article, and maybe that kind of stuff should be going through, somebody pretty senior at Oracle who can vet or dispute some of the stuff that we're talking about here. I mean, are we is our perceptions of the architecture and the way we're laying it out, which, as Peter and I both admit, is been done through sort of indirect channels. Have we figured out the right shape of the elephant from touching it in all sorts of oddball darkness directions?
Eric Marco speaking. What I see here in Quebec with my customers, I think that they see me as some kind of Oracle evangelist. So they are asking me what is the Oracle's vision about the different new products that are coming on the market, and what is the architecture of Fusion so they can follow the same path so that the migration path will be a lot easier in the future. They are giving me some feedbacks about products, and for my part, I'm trying to send this feedback to some product managers I've met at the Open World or in the different web conference we are doing with this program. So I think that they see us like someone from Oracle with some evangelist capabilities. So they have trust. I think that they have trust in me about that and give me a lot of feedback, and they ask me a lot of questions of what is the next version of this product, what is the best way to do this. And so I think that as architects, we need this kind of information so we can transfer it back to our customers and give feedback right after to you.
Duncan and Ralph, I know this is, I haven't been looking at the Fusion story, the Fusion technology in super close detail, but is there now, because I know that early on it was very fluid, but is there now like a definitive standard kind of description of what Fusion is that would make sense for the regional directors to have in their back pockets and maybe an item for discussion? Is it at the point where it's solid enough to be able to provide that information?
I think it's still early, but not necessarily much too early. So if you look at the agenda for one of the forthcoming sessions with the regional directors, Fusion architecture is the main topic for one of them, for good reasons. I don't think it's the next one or the next after, but given that the Fusion product is still under development, we wanted to schedule that session early enough, but not too early, so some feedback that doesn't change on a monthly basis. So I think it's April or May session that we planned to give you a lot of insights into the Fusion architecture.
And again, I'm not super close to how the technology piece is kind of coming together, but is it a fair guess to say that a lot of the tangible pieces really start to coalesce when we get to release 11. I don't want to kind of like say, oh, well, when release 11 comes along, that'll answer all your questions, but is that going to be a big help in terms of being able to really kind of have a picture that's painted and you can kind of get your hands on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the issue here is, you know, we know about all the bits in, you know, at an individual technology level, we can talk quite happily about the various components that are going to be rolled into the Fusion stack or the Fusion architecture as we'll be using it within Oracle. What we're currently working on now, of course, is the interesting stuff, if you like, as to how those bits fit together, when certain things are used for certain jobs, that kind of guidance, if you like, which is very much, I think, the information that the RDs will find useful to take forward and say, well, okay, this is how Oracle are architecting next release of applications, we're using this technology stack, we're, you know, managing processes in this way, we're doing UIs in this way. Some of that stuff we already know. In fact, most of it we actually already know. It's just a matter of proving it to ourselves, in essence, which is the exercise we're going through right now with the applications division. But as Ralph said, I think it's on the May the 7th, we've got the Fusion architecture session, and I can certainly try within that session to cover this from the right perspective. Obviously, we want to talk about the basic technologies, but that probably won't be great news, but it's more about how these things fit together and how we manage deployment and some of those trickier issues around the edges.
Well, that I think, I'm pausing because I know that Oracle has said similar things in the past in terms of questions that Peter and Paul you're asking in terms of, okay, what is Fusion? How does it work? Let us provide you feedback at the architectural level. It's kind of good to hear that they're going to be talking about that, but it seems to be some point in the future. Maybe that's the right time to talk about it just before we start getting into the Oracle 11 piece. But I kind of feel for you in terms of it would be nice to have something now to be able to work on. Maybe taking a point up that you mentioned, Paul. Sorry, Peter, in terms of being able to have something that is the picture, which is Fusion, and then Paul, maybe there's a way that we can provide you with feedback on, like, the articles that you're writing or maybe presenting in terms of this is how I see Oracle Fusion, and we can say, yep, you've hit the nail on the head, you've done a great job, or there's this piece here that you might want to be aware of. Maybe we can help with providing some of that better communication on the things that you talk about.
One thing to take into account is that Fusion, like, we probably have a good picture of Fusion and how things are going to work, but until Fusion actually gets in, the time that Fusion actually gets into people's hands, is still relatively far away. So while I agree that it would be good for the regional directors to know what the direction is, maybe we should focus a little bit more about the current present instead of always looking for the future and what's going to be happening next. And
focus
on what we are doing now.
Well, this is Paul again. I mean, don't we already have a lot of pieces that are already, you know, full bore, mature, production, solid stuff? I mean, you know, certainly ADFDC is...
Yeah, it's like, this is kind of my point. Like, Fusion is based on, a lot of the things are basically based on what we currently have, just more features in each area. But the basic technologies are already there.
But we need to know where it fits. Because we need to know where you're going to be in a year or two so that, I mean, we can sort of intelligently think about, you know, where are we going to architecture all these business rules? I mean, you know, I mean, how fluid, I mean, if we start committing and putting stuff in a particular place in the architecture, And then your grand vision is that everything process related is going to be in Beeple. Then we're going to be so out of step with where you are, whereas, like, let's say I want to be consistent with you guys. Well, so maybe what I do, if I don't feel that Beeple's ready yet, or you're telling me that Beeple's not ready yet, just as an example, I know that's not a good example, but trust me for a second. I mean, I could choose to architect all of my process information in a particular place so that when I had to go through doing my refactoring as the architecture matures, I've got things isolated into the appropriate components in order to minimize my refactoring cost. And for that, I need to know the grand vision.
Yes, I agree. Like, I agree that, like, having a session about Fusion and what is the basic architecture we are using and things like that is useful. But again, I don't think that the program should go in a direction where all we give to you in terms of information is just about future. I think a lot of the feedback and the output that we can get from this program is about the actual current offering and kind of focus on what are we doing now as well.
And that's fair. And I don't think anybody's going to disagree that we don't want to know what's going on right now.
I think Paul's point is reasonable as well, in that we do actually have a lot of the pieces already, so we can be giving people direction with how to use those pieces in a way that will be compatible with the future architecture. I think we can take a middle path here quite happily.
I think that's the what I'm hearing here is both regional directors and customers and developers want to know the roadmap of what we're doing to get to Fusion, what Fusion's going to be. If you don't know all the pieces, or some of the pieces are in progress, that's fine, as long as the big picture's sketched out and it allows people to make intelligent decisions on what they do today so that they're not getting kind of put into a corner tomorrow.
Yeah, like, you know, for example, I have no idea where the business rule engine fits or is planned to eventually fit.
That's a reasonable example, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's things like that. There are a lot of technologies kind of in the bucket at the moment. We've been acquiring people left, right, and center. You know, what's our vision for content management? What's our vision for portal? What's our vision for business rules? All of these things kind of play into the big picture of what is Fusion and the middleware platform. So I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing to kind of try and cover in this architecture session. That's a good focus for it.
I think that's in terms of giving us feedback on 2006 and things that we can do better in 2007, I think that's a good area for us to work at, which is this whole helping to put the big picture in place, making sure that we can help you as regional directors communicate that well, and making sure that all the pieces that we do know about are in the right slot. One thing that I wanted to follow up on that, which is kind of based on this kind of better communication, is I know a lot of you as regional directors go out and talk to our customers, your customers. You go out and speak. I know, Paul, that you're very active in OD Tug to get the word out to the OD Tug community. One thing that we would really like to be able to do is to take all of those times that you publicly speak, blog, discuss Fusion middleware, to be able to communicate that to the wider OTN, the wider Oracle audience. I suppose this does almost fall into that marketing piece that Paul was mentioning earlier, but I also think it's a good way to validate some of the things that you're talking about as well. People, regional directors, send us email about the things that they've done. As regional directors, do you feel that that's a reasonable way of doing it? Would you prefer us to chase you, be more formal about this process of getting feedback? on the activities that you're doing. Do you have any kind of preferences when it comes to letting us know what you're doing in with the community, and also getting that feedback about what the community actually thinks?
Yeah, I think the formal structure would help a lot. I can't believe that you heard as much as you could have heard last year, because there was not really a kind of a good way to do that.
Right.
I mean, most of the sessions that were set up were talking at us. There wasn't really a chance for the other way.
Okay. All right. Well, that again, it's something that we're conscious of, and I wanted just to bounce that off you to understand if that was something that that would make sense from your own perspective.
Well, I think we'd like to, in general, get more involved in the underlying process, as opposed to just having, you know, calls scheduled and information pushed at us. So, like, for example, one of the things that we probably ought to do is distribute the schedule for the year of all the different topics that, you know, you think are the appropriate things for the calls, and let us start giving you some feedback as to, you know, whether we would like to see that agenda adjusted at all.
Okay. Maybe not for 12 months, but certainly six months.
Well, however much you got, right?
Yeah.
And however far out we're planned, let's do the planning together this time, as opposed to surprise, we're having a call and here's what it's about.
Okay. Good point.
And I've mentioned before, too, I think it would be interesting, if possible, and it might be too much of a headache on the administrative side, to poll the group to see when availability is best.
Yeah.
It doesn't help to have 2 out of the 13 at a particular conference if everybody else is busy.
Yeah. I think one of our issues is geographic spread in terms of
I don't mean time as far as time of day. I mean like day.
Right. But maybe
if we can get a 6-month schedule out, then if, you know, there's a number of folks that have a bad conflict, I think that should help.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
I have a schedule put together, because I had requested some feedback from folks. So I have something put together, and I can forward that to you all. I'm in the process of securing speakers, but if you all want to have a look at it with those dates and let me know, you know, what's good or what's not, then, you know, we can do it that way. But we're talking about from now until May, and then, as Duncan mentioned, we're going to start the 11G release, so the topics leading up into that.
How many RDs do we have on the call today?
I think we have... about 6 or 7.
Oh, cool. I'd like to just sort of throw out the question, because, you know, Peter and I have, you know, sort of been hammering on this architecture thing for a long time, and I want to make sure that we're not out of step with the rest of you. Are other people, the others on this call, are you also interested in that same sort of direction and focus, or do you want to, you know, be more down into the trenches, or, you know, getting product overviews, or where do you want to be?
Hey, this is Rizwan here. I'm totally in line with you. It's majority of us out here, I guess, are the architect flavors. If the directive is that we go and do an evangelist role with the developer community, certainly we can do that. But over and above that, we definitely would like to be convinced on the architecture front, because we as an architect, when we walk at the client's places, we are the guys who go and define the roadmap, or at least define the enterprise architecture for them. I'm in line with you, Paul.
And Rick Marco speaking. From my point of view, I think that both of them is very important. The architecture side is very important, because it's our day-to-day work. I think that we are all architects. But also the be able to see the new products that are coming, their features, and maybe if we can touch them before they go into production, so that we can provide some feedback. I know that we do not all have the time to play with them, but some of my team members can help me on some products. So for me, it's also important. Yes, the architecture is very important, but also to be able to see the products coming, the architecture, or the the integrative the old solution, and if we can also, so we can provide feedback also.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, feedback is a good point. I would be super interested in some of the things that Andrew started to point out. That number one, what works, what doesn't in the region, in particular regions. What is maybe regional specific that sometimes we in headquarters are just not aware of. We know the regions are different. We have some idea, but we definitely like to understand this better so we can tailor the things that we're all doing for a particular region as needed. And I'm simply also very interested in, what do your customers, what do they have to say, what are they saying, what do they like, what do they not like, in terms of our overall offering, be it tools, be it App Server, be it, whatever, be it our open source efforts, just things like that. What does your customer say? And, why does he work with you on Oracle Technologies, or why does he choose to do something else? So those are just some simple things that I'm very interested in.
As regional directors, would you be comfortable if we were to kind of send you a question of the month to provide us feedback on any of the above topics that Ralph or any of the other in the product teams would be interested in? You'd be happy to provide some feedback?
That's probably a good place to start. It might be good, though, to be able to share that, too, among the group.
Yeah, agreed. Because as always, what someone brings up, the ideas bounce around, and you can actually draw more out of the conversation if it's a multi-way conversation rather than just one-to-one. Agreed.
Right.
Yeah. And something also that my customers has appreciated last year is when you give us some visibility on OTN or whatever, when you talk also to about this particular project or this particular customer, this is something that they like also to be able to be visible outside our region. Here in Quebec City, small city, it's not like Los Angeles or San Francisco, so for them to be visible outside Quebec City, it's something very impressive.
All right. So it's the feedback that I've got so far from this call is we have to work on that whole architecture piece. You're all, as regional directors, have a basis in being architects, and that understanding that architecture is kind of core to being a regional director and answering the questions that you get from customers and other developers. Also, that in terms of helping to get that information to you, being able to have a schedule of the conference calls and the interactions that we have is good, because it means you can plan and make sure that we have a good turnout of regional directors. There's also ways to get more feedback directly from you, maybe a formal structure, maybe sending you some questions. I'm also just kind of doing a quick summary here, because I want to make sure that we cover the other areas that people had questions on in terms of some of the technical areas. We talked about the feedback that we got from the regional directors in email on topics for this for today's discussion. In the area of kind of the technical questions, one was the strategy question. I think we've gone through that in terms of it's a very hot button area that it would be good for Oracle to get that information to you. The other area was how all of these pieces, which is Fusion middleware, work together, and how systems are built, and kind of real world experiences. I think this is an area where regional directors yourselves have a lot of that expertise and a lot of that visibility on how systems are put together in the real world. I think it would be great if we can do a better job of understanding how that actually happens, what the issues are, getting that information back to the product teams. And also it goes the other way, where people at Oracle have experience of how other customers have put things together. I'm not quite sure who asked that question in the email chain, but is that an area where regional directors feel they have something to add, and or is it an area where you want to hear more from Oracle in terms of how all this middleware actually works,
okay,
in terms of people getting it together?
I think both. I mean, we are absolutely interested in knowing how you guys think we ought to be building, and then we can tell you how we really are building or how we think we should be building, and then we can argue about it. But
yeah,
I think hearing your opinion about how you think it makes sense to use some of these pieces in smaller and medium-sized systems, because you know, your main use case is Project Fusion, which is this behemoth, which is not on point for most of the systems that we encounter. So the question is then, when you take that massive architecture that you're building, how does it get pared down appropriately for small and medium-sized systems? I mean, I think those are real good questions.
Duncan and the other product guys from Oracle on the phone, is this something that we keep track of? Are there kind of like the golden use case for various things that we know about? I know every kind of development project is different, but are there examples where we say this is kind of the classic, the in quotes best way that we've seen for someone to do a particular type of implementation? Is that something we can share with the regional directors?
We can probably dig some of that up. Certainly, we've got teams within our division who are specifically working on that kind of customer engagement. Of course, it's totally correct that our primary focus has always been on fulfilling the needs of the large enterprise application, and it's perhaps one area where I look for feedback from the regional directors with regards to, what's worked for them. I know I've already had a lot of that from both Peter and Paul in the past, and I think that it's something we can actually work into the whole architecture message and probably in partnership try and work out for, systems of a certain size or a certain nature, which bits of the kind of mega enterprise architecture are suitable and which bits are probably overkill. So I think a lot of that we can gather some information internally from proof of concepts and customer engagements, but I will also look to the regional directors as folks who've actually used it in the wild, so to speak, to provide some feedback on that as well. And obviously people already have opinions of certain technologies and certain things they can do with those technologies, which may or may not agree with the enterprise usage, but may work perfectly well at different scales.
And this kind of leads me through to one of the other areas that was touched on in the feedback that we got, in terms of someone asked whether, instead of Oracle giving presentations all the time, whether regional directors could actually present to the other regional directors and to Oracle. This might be an example of where a particular case could be used as a way for a regional director to provide that feedback to the rest of the group and to Oracle, and go through the kind of what worked, what didn't.
We know generally that come to any user conference and at paper selection time, and if someone's waving a case study of how they implemented a system, that's much more interesting than just a plain, boring technology paper, because it hits home. It meets people's needs of what they are actually having to do themselves. And I think that any kind of session where we're briefing within the ourselves, or indeed any collateral that's produced by the regional directors in terms of case studies, are invaluable pieces to the whole community.
Right. So, Vicky, when you send the schedule out, I think it would be great if any of the regional directors who had or feel that they could provide a session, in quotes, back to Oracle, that would be great to be able to get that feedback and maybe add it to the schedule and build that out, build that into the schedule as well.
Yeah, actually, I was just going to suggest that.
Right.
This is Paramasar Das from India, actually. So just I was listening last 1 hour. Okay, I just wanted to know, like, you know, so we have developed one of the like insurance case study using SOASU 10.1.3. So I was surprised, basically, like, you know, we have prepared a, you know, a technical presentation, basically case study document. So I was thinking, you know, I mean, like, what will be the right way to, you know, publish the document? Will it be kind of presentation format, or will it be a kind of an article format, or probably as you're discussing that, we can probably take that path to receive the case studies from different regional directors and present internally. So I just want to know what will be the right way to present this.
Well, we have, depending on what feedback you would like and audience you'd like to reach, basically, I think we've just been talking about an internal presentation to the rest of the regional directors. I think that's a good way to get comments, feedback, and feedback from Oracle and the other regional directors. As we've already mentioned, you guys are experts in your fields, and so that might be an interesting exercise. I think the publication to a broader audience we can do through OTN. I know that many of the regional directors have their own mechanisms for publishing content through their own websites or blogs, but we're more than happy to publish it directly on OTN as well. And we can then, whichever mechanism you decide to use for publishing the article, we will provide visibility of that article through our newsletters and homepage articles on OTN to make sure it gets as much visibility as possible. In terms of the format of the article, generally, depends on how it was originally delivered. If it was a presentation at a conference, then obviously it'll probably end up in PowerPoint or Adobe format. Or if it was an article with content, like code snippets and stuff, that's more of a kind of article typically that you see on places like the OTN article section.
Okay, sounds good.
You can contact me if you're interested in pushing that out to OTN, as Andrew mentioned. I can help you coordinate that.
Can you take your demo at your laptop so we can broadcast the DVD down?
That's another good question that came in. I'm noticing that we are at just 10 minutes before our hour is up. So I wanted to throw it open if anyone else had any questions, observations, thoughts, just to kind of close out the session. I'll kind of open the floor in case there's someone else that has any observations or comments to make.
Yeah, this is Peter again. This is probably showing my ignorance, and I'll be completely humbled after I ask it. But when we were originally kind of recruited for this regional director thing, it wasn't clear where this initiative started, whose idea it was, and who would be kind of evaluating performance of the group. Is that under your wing, Andrew? I know Vicky's the main kind of general, you know, tactical, make it happen kind of person, but it seems like there's got to be a strategic person as well.
Yeah, that's right. In terms of kind of running the program and being responsible for the program, that's myself.
Okay.
In terms of performance, I'm basically doing the measurement and looking at the kind of like how things are. But I work closely with the people in Duncan's organization and Duncan himself, of course, and the people in Ralph's organization and Ralph to make sure that we're all aligned in terms of are we doing the right sort of thing for Oracle and are we meeting our kind of expectations. So yeah, in general, I'm looking, as always with Oracle, we make sure that we kind of try and coordinate across all the different groups that have a stake in this thing.
Right. Okay. Good enough.
Any other questions, observations, comments?
Okay.
Well, Vicky, I think we might be finished. Just 5 minutes early. That'll be a record.
Exactly. All right, everyone. Well, that was a lot of good information. Again, I've recorded this call, and if you want to, I'll let you know when it's posted if you want to touch back and hear anything. And again, the web conference schedule, I'll send that out, and we can start looking at that conference schedule and keep moving.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, everyone.